This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Naam Sheikh, my ultimate question is that does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has like short and long term planning the same as people do today, like for their life, or is it directly given by Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he doesn't have to make plannings, journal, and you know, and etc. So that how actually, like as a Muslim, we have to lead our life and aim for, and how is actually a step by step we should follow according to the Quran and the Sunnah.
Okay. First of all, the issue of long term and short term planning is a modern concept of strategy and planning. The Prophet ﷺ, the companions, they lived naturally. So their intellect planned things long term, short term, but without them sitting down and writing mission and vision statement and putting a strategy, putting deliverables and this and that. They did not have this. But they had the concept in their mind. What is the concept? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. This is the short and long term investments, if you wish. So if you ask anyone, akhi, what is your purpose in life? To get married, to have children, to buy a house. Some of the brothers, what's your purpose in life? To buy a Ninja Honda. I think it's called Ninja Honda. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to this. Ducati only. Anyhow. So, but every single one of us, objective should be to fill my grave with good deeds. I'm going to die. I'm 61, 62, 63, depending how you look at it. Hijri or Gregorian. So I'm 63 in Hijri. The Prophet ﷺ died when he was 63. Abu Bakr died when he was 63. Umar died when he was 63. So what am I waiting for? To go to Medan. So I'm waiting to die. So should I sit home and cry? No, live my life. When death comes, I had a counseling session a few months ago with a brother. And he said, Sheikh, I have this fear of death. My wife divorced me. I lost half of my weight and I got fired from my job. I said, how long you had this fear of death? He said, 3 years. I said, did you die? He said, what kind of question is this, Sheikh? Of course not. So I said to him, are you stupid? 3 years wasted of your life because of your fear of death, and look what happened to you. What happens if you don't die for another 15 years? Wouldn't it be stupid? Is your death predestined? Is it decreed that you will die on this date, this hour? He said, yes. Can you change it 1 minute early, 1 minute late? He said, no. So why are you afraid? Live your life. When death comes, it will come. If it doesn't come, I'm enjoying life. So the issue of long-term, short-term strategy or planning, we have to do this, but it's not something we write, like the Americans say. We have the New Year resolution. And maybe this is why you're asking, because this is the Hijri New Year. So they have this in America. Every New Year they say, what's your resolution for the New Year? I said, what do you mean? I said, you have to have a bucket list. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I said, this is crazy. I'm going to live my life like a Muslim. Whenever I'm able to benefit the Muslims, I do it. Whenever I can do something for da'wah, I do it. But I'm not a da'i. I'm not a scholar. I'm a freelancer. I have time. Sheikh, can you come? Yeah. I don't have time. Sheikh, can you come? No. Why? I don't want to. I'm free. I'm not a real scholar who gives his time, his health, his energy for that. No. I go to the gym. I go sit with my grandchildren. I go do things that I love. But at the same time, I do da'wah. So live your life according to Quran 100%. And implement the sunnah in every single thing you do 100%. and you will have the best strategy and planning in your life. And Allah knows best.